Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe in Duluth and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission. I'm your host, Maya Morton. Have you ever looked at a painting and wondered, how'd they do that? Or how did they come up with their ideas? How long did it take? To see painting in the making, catch Jarrett Runyons, a young, passionate Duluth painter who keeps raising the bar on his process. Jarrett is a longtime painter who paints in his studio, but he also takes his art to the stage. Live painting. You may have seen him creating with Charlie Parr or Trampled by Turtles, Too Many Banjos, or other local bands. Jarrett has a new show opening at the Red Mug Coffee House Friday, May 7th. The reception 5 to 7 p.m. during Homegrown, but he's also painting throughout the music during the upcoming Respect Your Mother Earth Fest right here in Duluth, May 1st at Leif Erickson Park. There'll be music all day long, and he'll be playing with some of the bands like Two Beat Band, Old Knifey and the Cutthroats, and the Boomchucks. Here's Jarrett Runyons.
What I'm going to be doing is painting all day down at Leif Erickson Park for the Respect Your Mother Festival, and then auctioning off the painting at the end for the proceeds to go to the Duluth Community Seed Sale and Hunger Coalition this year. My name is Jarrett Runyons, originally from Solon Springs, Wisconsin. I moved up here to Duluth probably like 8 years ago. What I've been painting on for about 6 years now is recycled wood. I go dumpster diving on construction sites in the summertime and pick out pieces of wood to paint on, and it just keeps the circle going around instead of putting all that into the landfills. I have a bunch of older paintings up at the Rex. I do a lot of live painting at the Rex and Pizza Luce's with local bands and regional acts that come up here. And Mike, the owner, gave me the opportunity to hang some paintings up there and do some paintings in the bar. Right now, I have a show at UWS, at the new library, upstairs. They got 8 years of my work up there. That show is up until May 10th, and then after that, I have a show from May until July at the Red Mug Coffee House in Superior. And it's a solo show, and it's all new work that I've been working on for about 10 months now. My new work is still following the Native American culture. For about 3 years now, I've been really into the Native American culture and expressing prophecies and old tales that especially the Ojibwe people up here have been expressing for hundreds of years. And I want to twist it around with like a new graffiti animation type style, a new age art. A lot of the new art that's going to be up in the Red Mug is based on these new ideas that I've been coming up with. I've just been really inspired by the graffiti on the trains up here. I've lived by train yards for most of my life, at least some distance from a train. And to see so much beauty and nature up here, and then to see some stark contrast of an urban environment with such poppy colors that really sticks out to me when I was a young kid. And so that style started building on, the animation, the graffiti colors. I just have some music festivals coming up. Bella Vita down in Harmony Park this year, which is May 27th through the 30th. Keller Williams is headlining. Yodo, Pretty Lights, and a bunch of local music. Mark Joseph from Down Low, Shoeless Revolution, Useful Jenkins, Pertner Sandstone. And I'm going to be live painting all weekend there. When I first moved up here, Teagle Exe gave me a huge opportunity and gave me the time of day to really sit down with him and bounce ideas, doing, posters and ideas for their CD covers and stuff. So it just kind of went uphill from there. I got Charlie Parr to get on board and the guys from Trampled by Turtles. Everybody up here is just giving me a great opportunity to express what I want to do up here and really maintain the art vitality and keeping it in Duluth.
Again, Jarrett's opening reception at the Red Mug Coffee House is Friday, May 7th from 5 to 7 p.m. The Earth Day celebration is an all-day family event going from noon until 9 p.m. May 1st. Radio Gallery is produced by Chloe Walsh and Maya Morton, music by Willie Murphy, with funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and by Lizards Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information about Respect Your Mother Earth Fest, the show at Red Mug, or to subscribe to the podcast or listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Radio Gallery. I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.